Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of How I Paid for College, a novel of sex, theft, friendship, and musical theater by Mark Aceto, narrated by Jeff Woodman, and directed by Wade Cartwright. This book is copyrighted 2004 by Mark Aceto. This recording is copyrighted 2004 by Recorded Books. It's 1983 in Wallingford, New Jersey, a sleepy bedroom community outside of Manhattan. 17-year-old Edward Zani, a feckless Ferris Bueller type, is Peter Panning his way through a carefree summer of magic and mischief. The fun comes to a halt, however, when Edward's father remarries and refuses to pay for Edward to study acting at Juilliard. And now, How I Paid for College.
Chapter 1. The story of how I paid for college begins, like life itself, in a pool of water. Not in the primordial ooze from which prehistoric fish first developed arms and crawled onto the shore, but in a heavily chlorinated pool of water, in the backyard of Gloria D'Angelo's split-level ranch in Camptown, New Jersey. Aunt Glow. She's not my aunt, really. She's my friend Paula's aunt, but everybody calls her Aunt Glow. And she calls us kids the LBs, short for little bastards. Aunt Glow yells. Always yells. She yells from the basement, where she does her son the priest's laundry. She yells from the upstairs bathroom, where she scrubs the tub to calm her nerves. And she yells from her perch behind the kitchen sink, where she stirs her marinara sauce and watches us float in the heavily chlorinated pool of water. Like life itself, the story of how I paid for college begins with a yell.
Hey! Are you two LBs gonna serenade me or what?
Paula and I mouth to each other,
you can't lie around my pool for nothing, you know.
I roll over on the inflatable raft, giving a tug on my property of Wallingford High School athletic department shorts so they don't stick to my nuts. I wear the shorts ironically, a tribute to the one purgatorial semester I spent on the track team. I reach over to turn down the radio, where Irene Cara is having a flash dance feeling for like the gazillionth time today, and turn to look at Paula. Shards of light spike off the water, so I have to shield my eyes with my hand to see her. Paula's poised on her floating throne, her head tilted, I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille, upright. Her eyes hidden by a pair of rhinestone-studded cat lady sunglasses, a lace parasol over her shoulder.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?